and welcome to Seacroft Studios Live and Unsigned, live at Peggy Sue's. Tonight we have The Trusted.
Hello, I'm Tom with The Trusted, and this song's called Boy. Cheers.
Hey you, yeah, I'm talking to you. We're both walking around with nothing much to do. You love me, you're dressed up like a crash car. Going nowhere, just stuck with the start. Hang around, no place to go. I'm low on battery, running out of road. This is dull, let's set ourselves on fire. We'll indulge in our deviant desire. Better take some action. Take away my distraction. Untangle my frustration. I'm still rummaging around for revelations. I said, oh, oh, oh. What's it all for? Keep pretending time is a toy. Let's strung up. Strung up, boy. Got a bucket full of seconds and a bucket full of minutes. I got a life, but I don't know what to do with it. Spend my days pacing around my bedroom. This ain't no fun, yeah. Wasting time. If I walk the way I walk in the misery, gotta get out. If I want a shot of luxury, oh, oh, oh. I said, ooh, oh, 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 oh. What's it all for? Keep pretending time is a toy. I'm another strung up, strung up boy. Don't know what I want, where I'm supposed to be. I know the coolest punk intertwined. Full of love, love and a key. Don't want your hand or senseless sympathy. As I stand here and I call, what's it all for? I can't take this, can't take this anymore. I can't keep pretending time is a toy. I'm another strung up boy. Yeah, yeah, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've just been listening to The Trusted, and that was Boy. How you doing, lads?
We're good, we're good.
All right.
Welcome. It's a lovely cold night. And a lovely audience, keeping us warm. Starting from you, young sir, working our way around the back. If you tell me your name and instrument.
I'm Tom, I'm the singer.
I'm Dale, I'm a guitarist.
I'm Dave, I'm on drums.
I'm Finn, and I'm on bass.
Welcome. Welcome to Peggy Sue's, who are hosting us tonight. Another big shout for Peggy Sue's. Go and buy yourselves a drink. The more you drink, the better they sound. I can't say that because I'm not in the band. Like, when I'm in my band, I can say that.
It is true.
Welcome. It's really good to have you. You've been on my hit list for some time to get you in either the studio or here. So thank you very much for joining us on this lovely evening. A little bit about yourself, boys, to whoever wants to take roles. So like where you come from, how you formed, are you all mates? Or did you, you know, go out there and advertise with band members? Go.
Finn, you answer this question. I always answer this question. You answer it.
You sure? Yeah, no, you do the first bit, because you always do the first bit.
All right, so, well, it's like a kind of series of sort of like little accidents that kind of brought this band together. So, well, I've known Dow since we were about 12. We went to the same school, but we're in sort of, he was in the year above me and I was in, you know, the year below him. And we met this thing called Rock School and we're in various different bands and stuff. We never kind of, we knew each other, but we didn't really kind of, you know, speak.
Yeah.
And about 4 years ago, I was in this sort of blues band called Duke and he joined that and we started writing together. We thought we'd form our own little band, that kind of, the Trusted kind of like spawned out of that. And then we got my little brother on bass. Obviously,
they needed a bass player, they were quite desperate. Yeah. So, really, so got, desperate. They got me in.
We got my little brother, who, you know, I've known since birth.
One of those happy accidents.
That was definitely a little accident. Yeah. And then, it's a very small one. And then Dave came along just through Facebook and we all kind of
felt sorry for him.
It's one of those things, everybody needs a Dave,
yeah,
right?
So yeah, well, it's always the drummer's always called Dave, you know, Dave Roundtree, it's always Dave Grohl, it's always the drummer's. And then we kind of got in a room together, the four of us, about 2 years, just under 2 years ago, and just worked. And we thought, yeah, this is good.
And it's quite a magical feeling, right, when you finally all get together and it does click.
Yeah.
And you just know, don't you?
Yeah, you just kind of, it's something in the air and...
All right, well, listen, what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit about how you write and stuff in the next bit. But we've got to know you. I like you. So should we do another song?
Someone does. Yeah. This song's called The Morning Hurts.
Okay, so you are listening to Seacroft Studios live and unsigned live at Peggy Sue's, and this is called This One Hurts.
The Morning Hurts.
The Morning Hurts.
Yeah, this one, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. This one is called The Morning Hurts.
This one's called This
I got
One Hurts.
I got my words in a mucking fuddle, didn't this I? One, so yeah. That's all right. Right,
might,
here
might have been me.
After you, boys.
From another late night, I was the punching bag in another guy's fight. Still I don't think I've been bruised, yet it feels like my head is in a noose. Don't know what I need, but I'm calling out for coffee. And those curtains that will hide me away from the sunburned street. My mind gives me now I'm struggling to function. 11:33, I don't know if I'm awake. I don't know how much daylight I can take. So what happened 10 hours ago? Was there a girl? I really don't know. In this haze I piece together the past, but that's hard when you feel like trash. Room is spinning. Get here. Thank you.
his victim.
Lovely audience you all are. That was a lovely woo. Welcome latecomers. I won't make a thing about it. It's not being recorded.
Cheers.
Okay, the Trusted. How are you? That was a lovely song.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm not going to try and say it again because I'll get it wrong. So, but it was a lovely song.
Thank you.
So you said when that you met, it just sort of clicked. And I do like that about bands, when you all get in a room and all of a sudden you're like, you're grooving and this works. So when it comes to writing songs like Boy and the last track, who comes up with it? Is it a collective? Is it sort of someone comes in and goes, right, totalitarian, here's how's it going. Yeah. This is how you're playing bass guitar, drums. Or do you just do it all together?
It's kind of more of the all together kind of thing. We all kind of try and write everything together. But we try and be a democracy. Not always easy, but
I've got this vision of you kind of in a room in a circle all just jamming, and then that what comes out of that jam kind of you ever seen the video to Shiver by Coldplay? It's kind of that's sort of in a circle and you're just all sort of jamming along and then a song comes out of it.
We're kind of in a circle, drums, we kind of all have all the instruments there, we kind of just jam stuff and see what happens. Sometimes, you know, Dale might bring a chord sequence to the room or Finn. Or might have like a melody or something.
Or he has a hissy fit when we don't know his songs. Then we do it.
Alright, alright.
So we've got 102 songs and 70 of them are Dale's.
We bring that into the room, then you kind of like sort of build off that, and then kind of the song evolves and changes. And
like most bands, I mean, your latest song's always your favourite song. So, but do you have any in there that you really hold on to, that are your mainstays?
There's some of more than others.
No, at all.
It changes all the time. Like, you know, we play a lot of gigs, and every gig, my highlight of the set is different. So some gigs it might be one song, another one might be another. So it's hard to tell.
It's funny. I've been following you for about 18 months. Since we first met. We've done a few gigs. It's been a while, I've seen your sound, and I don't mean this in a patronising way, but I've heard your sound mature as we've gone along. And what's that like as a band, if you listen back to some of your early stuff, do you like do you remember when we wrote that, listen to this anthem, bang, and then like your new ones, or do you still reflect on the old ones and keep them in the set?
We've got some songs in the set we've been playing for quite a while, and some we've kind of like ditched along the way, but yeah, I know what you mean. You look back and embarrassing,
but you're getting used to each other and you're working as a collective, so as you go through you're getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, we were quite honest with each other, so if something's out of tune, we'll pick that up and kind of point it out. There's no like holding back.
No, that's good though.
Actually,
at least you're honest.
Dave's got the best ear. If someone's out of tune, Dave picks it up. He's the first one. He goes, "You're out of tune."
Drummer, backbone of the band, most important member of the band, really.
He's got the best ears in the group.
And he's like, certainly the biggest.
That's awesome. So we've listened, we've heard you play some amazing tracks. We're going to go straight into the next one. It's a bit of a fly through tonight of songs. Yeah. So we're going to try and get six in. So what is your next track?
This song's called Cigarettes and Chandeliers.
Cigarettes and Chandeliers all day long. I'll remember that. Yeah. You're listening to Seacroft Studios Live and Unsigned, and this is Cigarettes and Chandeliers.
A machine gun, a head full of lies, cut through the music. You want a piece of it now. There in his big jacket, a
white shirt with pinstripes. He's got a narrow heart, a pin of black and white. Don't look so tough in Technicolor. No, no, no. Try to steal our love. Try to steal our love. Cigarettes and chandeliers. Oh, there he goes. Lives in a limousine. Playing around with dirty talk. Thinks he's in a magazine. You kill the noise of a man like a gutter. Sending out a cheap transmission. He's no saint, he's your opposition. He's needling your eye, needling your side. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Try to steal our love. Try to steal our love. You ain't so clean, same old sin and nicotine. Try to steal our love with cigarettes and chandeliers. Oh no, cigarettes and chandeliers. Yeah. He keeps on shaking, but you're not for the taking. No, he won't let up. What he wants, no, he won't burn out as you feel down. Yeah, set out the tripwires, set him on fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Try to steal our love. Try to steal our love.
To Secret Studios live and unsigned, and that was Cigarettes and Chandeliers, and that was a banger. That's what I call a banger. One of those. For those of you that are listening today, this is a cut down, unplugged kind of acoustic-y set for the Trusted. If you want more rock, go out and see them live. They're playing everywhere, so just go and check out the Trusted on any Facebook. You'll get all their dates and stuff. We'll wrap that up at the end, but I just wanted people to know that. You go about another 400 decibels louder than that. So, just a few. As a collective, I don't know where I threw you a curveball, because I did say to you, look, you know, it's quite a small venue, so can you come a bit more unplugged and cut back? How did you deal with that? And it sounds wicked.
It was really hard, because we're so used to just going guns blazing and just kind of like smashing out some power cores. So it's really hard. You've got to kind of restrict yourself and, you know, when you're doing acoustic stuff, like less is more. So you kind of, it's really hard not to kind of go into that sort of zone. So you kind of fight in that urge. But yeah, it's interesting.
The inspiration come was, I was watching Nirvana Unplugged over Christmas. And I thought, actually, maybe this is what I should do with the podcast when we do the live ones, have it a bit more stripped back and open. It gives you guys a chance to experiment as well. So, and you're smashing it. Like if Nirvana's here, my hand's about shoulder height, then you guys are here, which is slightly above my head for those that are listening. So, I was going to say, you rehearse a lot, right? I normally ask this and people go, nah. You rehearse a lot because you're tight. There's some very, very tight grooves going in there.
You know, we try and rehearse at least once a week. Sometimes we rehearse more than once for, you know, about 3 hours a go.
I was going to say, having a brother in a band, is there sort of, I presume you still live under the same roof, is there a lot of just like knocking, I've got a new song. It's 2 a.m, go away. Is that kind of stuff happening?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you're sitting there watching something on Netflix and
someone comes in moaning, saying nothing's happening.
And then someone walking, I've got a chord sequence, come listen to this, and into the other room, it's on the piano. And yes, yeah, it's a little bit like that, you know, kind of running between rooms, showing each other guitar riffs.
Yeah, and what with what WhatsApp and stuff today, I imagine you have a WhatsApp group and then you're like, it's 2 a.m. and we've written this song, we didn't watch Netflix, and you get, that's how you pretty much write a song nowadays, isn't it, online, texting each other?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, Dow send chords over, but it's quite hard to kind of interpret it, because you read the chords and you play and go, that sounds really good, then Dow will play it and it's completely different. You're like,
that sounds really crap. So
those lyrics don't work better now, so I'll just go and rewrite the song.
Those C's and G's look the same,
yeah,
don't they?
Well, yeah, you know, it's like, ruins the song.
Different rhythms, that's all, yeah, it is. It's great. I was going to say, like, influences-wise, like, who are your influences, and do you feel you draw them into your music? Because I think you've got quite a quirky original sound. Like, I think on the scene currently, there's not a lot that has this sound, but this is Unplugged. But I have seen you live as well. You're very solid, and I think that's the difference. You get a lot of bands that copy, where I think you've got your own twist on it all.
Well, what's quite interesting is we're all kind of quite musically different. Like, we all like very different things. There's overlaps, like, there's some very big overlaps, but if you kind of went around in a circle and asked every member of the band what their top, like, 15 artists were, you'd probably get 15 completely different people. But that kind of works in a really strange way, because when sometimes a song's going in a certain direction, it sounds like someone else, like it's one of your favourite artists, someone else will come along and sort of bring it back.
Yeah, so I heard a similar thing, Noel Gallagher's new album, Who Built the Moon.
Yeah.
Every time he started getting Oasis-y, the producer was like, right, we'll bin that lot off, because you're sounding to Oasis and we want to take you in a new direction.
It's very not Oasis, that album.
Yeah, it's this brilliant album. But it's great that you guys have that internal, like, oh, we're sounding a bit like, let's go in this direction.
That happens a lot more than you think.
Are they slight meanderings, or are they completely
sometimes massive ones. And so it's like, no. A few times, like, you've got to change that, otherwise, you know, if someone sees it on YouTube, they're going to get sued, you know.
It's hard, though. It is hard nowadays, isn't it, to try and...
But that's what's quite nice, having everyone's... When everyone's different, you know, it's harder to fall into that trap, because everyone's kind of pulling in different directions. You end up with some weird sort of, like, you know, thing made of different influences, and it kind of sounds like us, you know.
As a band, during your sets, do you chuck many covers in?
No.
No.
That simple answer,
and that's
no.
That's the answer.
Yeah, we've actually never done a cover before.
My kind of band.
Yeah, we did a cover, I think, just because someone's string broke, just for a laugh. But apart from that, we've never done covers.
If you was going to pull one cover in as a band collectively, we've got to look at each other, what cover would you do?
Something really, I don't know, unusual. The other day, we were on tour last week, on the last night of the tour, we were sitting in an Indian in Leicester, and we were sitting around the table, and we had this 2-hour conversation about what cover should we do, and I think every single song in existence was thrown in the hat. It was a complete...
That's the most rock and roll thing I think anyone's ever said to me. I was having a curry in Leicester, and throwing names out for covers, that's like, you are like, you epitomise rock and roll with that. That's
we are the most un-rock and roll band.
I want to hear more about this tour, so let's break it up with a track, and then we'll talk about this tour, because I saw the tour bus and it was immense. So what track are you going to play us, Lance?
This song's called Vicious.
You are listening to Seacross Studios Live and Unsigned, live at Peggy Sue's, and this is Vicious.
By crooks. in our blood. It's so vicious, and we're so vicious. Two bit dirt bags, ready for the stand. You can see we like it a bit too much. It's a bad kind of love, a tangled up love, love. It's so vicious, but it feels so good. Vicious love conceived by crooks. Cut through the dirt. We both need some real satisfaction. We both need some real satisfaction. So this is but it feels so good.
Be listening to The Trusted, and that was Vicious. Every band seems to throw me a curveball when I do a live one in here, and today we've got the lovely Wurlitzer that was just played. Whose idea was it to play the Wurlitzer? Because it sounds wicked.
Well, we've always wanted to put sort of like a sort of piano sort of thing in one of our songs, and we were playing around with it, and it just seemed to work for this song, so we thought, yeah, why not? And it kind of just fit in nicely, Vicious, really.
Yeah, it's great. Can't really see you back there. You alright, pal?
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
Yeah. So you play keys as well?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Do you sometimes implement that within the writing of a song?
Well, I try to, but I'm shot down by this band here. So
yeah. Yeah. They're like, we're not a piano band, we're a rock band.
It's like the Attack Tom day.
Yeah. I just want to say it sounded beautiful. And
thank you
very should
much.
Do more of that.
Yeah, sure.
Big shout out for the keys player. Enough of that. Get back on base. So this tour. Tell me about this tour, because I saw a picture online of your tour bus, and it looked wicked.
It was.
Yeah, no. I think we've never been on tour before. We just thought, you know, we wanted to give it a go. So we kind of had this tour sort of organised, and we went up north for the first time as a band, and it was great fun. A little tour bus driven by one of our managers, Gary, Mr. Gary Clark. And it was great. It was great fun. It was great seeing these northern towns and meeting northern people.
Make it sound like you went to like a third world country.
I'm dating a northerner.
You went up the M6.
Well, it is. It's like the other side of the wall. It's like
it is the wall. North of the wall.
Game of Thrones. The wildlings.
Basically, this podcast was started for bands like yourselves. I think you're a bit more up in the spectrum, but it's for bands to say, like, get out your bedroom, play some songs, enjoy yourself, go and find out some local venues. So we always shout out Peggy Sue's, the Railway, Chinneries, all of the local venues that host music. And you're taking it to that next step, and it's a step that I think most bands need to get to. Don't get localized. Like, go beyond your boundaries and go and find a new audience. Now, what does a northern audience look like? Because again, I saw some of your pictures, and it looked banging. Like, it looked like a really good night.
Yeah,
and it was like a Wednesday. I remember there was like a comment in it. It was like, this is a Wednesday up north, and it was just like all these people were just like.
Well, yeah. it was strange because we kind of they all just went nuts, and it, you know, that there was no sort of like. There was no sort of reservations. Everyone kind of just got up and just went nuts. No one was kind of too shy to dance, and a lot of the guys were getting up and dancing and sort of pulling the girls up. It was amazing. Everyone was wanting to hear live music, and it was. Really nice to see. You know?
What a nice thing. Like, yeah. You know, I mean, we've got a great scene down here for music anyway. But isn't it nice when you go out the border and everyone's having it and is enjoying it?
Oh, it's great. It was a really lovely feeling because we kind of got back in the bus and we're like...
And is that's validation to your music as well. That's like you're taking yourself in a complete unknown to an audience that don't know you. They don't need to come out and spend money to come and see you or go out and see you. And they've come out. They've had a great time. And I imagine you must see your followers and that go up on your Instagram.
It's always good feeling when you just see people having a good time. In any live music, when you're at a venue and you see people dancing to live music, that's always a good feeling because it's just...
And the thought of going back now is not so daunting, right?
Like, oh, no.
Is it on the card soon? Is it something you're going to plan again?
Yeah, well, we didn't touch Manchester or Leeds, so I think next time we want to hit those cities because some great venues there. So we're just... I think that's the next sort of step of the plan.
Is that going to be more of like a summer thing? Because I think by the summer, everyone...
Yeah. I think we're going to just kind of see where things take us. But yeah, we really want to get to Manchester because there's a great music scene in Manchester.
Yeah.
You know, there's a great music scene in Southend as well. But there's, you know, there's so many little pockets of music everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you are lucky enough to have the bus and you can get where you need to go, like the world's your oyster. You can play anywhere.
Yeah, nice.
You know, and the venues that you played at, like, were they like, we want you back? Have they contacted you since? Or
yeah, no, we got on really well with sort of everyone. We kind of all the different people we work with, all the different sound men and stuff. So yeah, I think we made a few good relationships up there. And yeah, so we just see where things take us, really. You know.
Yeah, it's quite a funny one because like when I was in a band in my youth, our goal was Chinneries from the start. That was the biggest place to play for us out of college. And then we played Chinneries, and we played Chinneries again, and then we played Chinneries again. And then it was like, where'd you go next? And we went to London, and in London, very big pond, very little fish. But it sounds like, and people kept saying, you should, if you've been up north, like if you've been to Colchester, like... but no, Joe, there was a place
famous
in
northern town.
There was a place in Colchester called Oliver Twist's. We went there, mental, like nothing we'd ever experienced in our lives. But our goal was like, oh, London. And it's just great to hear that you're going like to these out there places and they're absolutely buzzing off it.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, London's is a great place to play. And, you know, I seriously recommend any band playing London. But there's so many venues in London, especially if you're a new act, you go up to London. Everyone's sort of spoiled for choice. So you might not get an audience. So you've got to kind of... But it's a great experience.
Oh, it's the best experience in the world. But isn't it great that you can go elsewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, I think when I was younger, my vision was very restricted, and it was like either Southend or London, nothing in between. And the fact that you guys are going out there and experimenting, and like that you're going to bring that experience back, and you're going to tell other artists in the town, like, oh my god, we played this place in Leeds, it was nuts. The guys were dancing, you know. It might start, you know, the bit of a movement.
People yeah, I hope going. So. I hope more people tour. You know, it's a great experience.
You
know,
would you take a local band with you?
Yeah, I mean, if we organise like a sort of headline tour, definitely. You know, it'd be great to kind of like bring more sort of South End kind of soul up to the north. You know,
I love that South End soul. It's like a northern soul movement.
I know, yeah. The South End soul. South.
Yeah, southern soul. I like it. That's awesome. I mean it genuinely. Massive respect to you for doing that because that is scary as hell. Like, because you don't know what you're going to get when you get there. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much every gig like that. But it is out of town. There's no friendliness. Like, it's all like we've got to win these people over and we've got the first 30 seconds of this song to do it. So yeah, kudos to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Should we smash another song?
Yeah. This is a sort of a newer song we've been kind of working on. This song's called The Innocent. So, The Innocent.
The Innocent, yeah. Okay. You are listening to Seacroft Studios Live and Unsigned, live at Peggy Sue's. Today we have the awesome Trusted, and this is their track, The Innocent.
Mm-hmm. down an avenue in a town that ain't big enough. Daydreaming about America, pretending to be tough. Yeah, I'm waiting for some reason to exist, living off honest mistakes in the side street where we made that hollow promise to break out of the basement before it's too late. Yeah. We could have it out, so wake up. Yeah, we feel the same way. We can't live without it. Souls like an instrument, sing for the innocent. Hanging from the edge of nothing with a pair of dangerous eyes. Yeah, I'm hungry for something else. Stuck in an endless suicide. Yeah, will someone help me drag these heavy bones, stealing more than I can take. So will you get up and tear down your house of cards, find a way to elevate? We could have it all, so wake up. Yeah, we feel the same way. We can't live without it. Untouched blue eyes and untainted heartache. Chasing urban lullabies about the ones who were saved. I'm playing with a sound they tell me is dead, but I still hear it beating in my head like some engine that cries under my bed. Can you hear it calling out? Said wake up.
Trusted, and that was The Innocent. Give it up for The Trusted. Or not. Awkward. That's okay. I'm good at my job. I can cover that. A little bit of editing. Right. There is an audience here. I've sort of been hiding from them. I'm standing over here. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing this evening? You enjoying yourselves? Okay, the bar's just up there. Should we do a Q&A of the audience? Anyway, you got any guys got a question for these lovely young men? If you have, put your hand up, so I'll run over to you with a microphone.
If you don't, ooh, it's fine.
If you don't, if you don't, you've just got to listen to my dulcet tones. Yeah. Yeah, go on in.
Oh, no. Stevie. Why don't you play something? Unscheduled, so they're not expecting this. As a new band, how did you guys feel when Pete did the remix on one of your songs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Explain.
Well, yeah, we, as a guy called Pete Gleadle, and he is the musical director for the Pet Shop Boys, and he came along and saw us, and he really liked it, and he's seen us quite a few times since, and we've been very fortunate enough for him to remix some of our stuff and put it out there. And it's a really good feeling when someone like that does that, because, you know, that's great, you know.
Great accolade.
Yeah. Mm.
Wicked. Yeah. Where can we hear that? Is there?
Yeah, if you go on Spotify,
yep,
type in The Trusted, we've posted all this stuff, so all these little remixes. So just type in The Trusted on Spotify, and you'll find they're called the Cheeky Pete mixes.
The Cheeky Pete mixes.
Yeah, and that's his name, Cheeky Pete. That's his like sort of stage name.
How did you find? What did you think of the mixes he's done? Like, were you like, whoa, we didn't expect it to sound like that?
What's really good about it, they're quite different, and it's nice hearing the songs in a sort of different way. And he's kind of, you know, added some sort of like Simpson stuff to them and made them sound a bit more sort of dancey.
Dancey.
Yeah, so it's a new word.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. Are you going to chuck them out on like an EP or anything? Or
we've put them out there on Spotify and stuff, kind of for everyone to see. Don't know if we put them on an EP, but they're out there already. So, but it's just great to have them out there and people to hear and see that, you know, Pete Liddle's a trusted fan. Yeah, which means a lot to us.
Go and have a listen, guys. Head over to Spotify and have a listen to the remixes. Talking of stuff like that, recording wise, EPs, albums. What's on your plan? Have you got anything?
Well, we're sitting on some stuff at the moment. Some songs we recorded a little while back. So just we're not quite sure what we're doing with them yet, but just stay tuned. They should be out sooner rather than later. But yeah. So just keep an eye on the Facebook. It's all going to come out soon.
I saw you did a broom cupboards.
Yes. Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was great.
Shout out to Reese.
Yeah, we're big fans of Reese. We're big fans of Youth Club, and we love the broom cupboard sessions. I think it's great. It's, you know, captured bands live. It's a really hard thing to do. So you know, we were like, yes, do it. So we kind of contacted Reese, and we've done two sessions now. We did one back in 2016, and we did one in early November. And it's always great because it's kind of, it's really hard to capture live, the live feel, and I think the broom cupboard sessions really do a good job of that.
He's a great engineer, isn't he? He's just like, he's phenomenal, and being a drummer as well, I always wish I could make my drum mixes sound as good as his. Like, he's just got that sound, you know, and that tone. That's great. Have you done anything else locally around here? Ship Full of Bombs with Ian Pyle, that's a Podrophenia episode, you'd be great on that.
No, we haven't.
No, we've not done that.
I don't know.
Apparently, we don't know what we've done. Okay. But, we've done stuff.
I recommend if you've enjoyed this podcast, and Ian Pyle does one, get in
contact. We've done a podcast with Paul Finch.
Yes, you have.
At some point.
Went well, didn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a live recording of you at the Smack that I've still yet to do something with.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Bootleg.
Really?
Yeah, so bootleg.
Oh, God.
Bootleg from the Smack. Yeah. 2017.
You just said that you dropped your broom cupboards in 2016. I think I've been following you since. That's a long time, yeah.
It doesn't feel it. It feels like yesterday. It feels like yesterday that we kind of got together.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing our Lee Folk Festival again this year, and someone was like, oh, this is the third year you're doing it, Paul. And I'm like, what? 3 years? That's crazy. It is. Time flies when we're having fun and you're in bands and doing music
well,
and stuff.
Well, fun.
I know, yeah. I can see those three behind you.
Stuck with me.
What did you do to them today? Look at them.
I don't know.
Shaking fists at the back of your head.
It's Mick Jagger calls it lead singer syndrome. I think every lead singer in the world has got some kind of. No one likes a lead singer.
I love you. We love you, really.
So you've got some stuff coming out.
Yep.
Festival season is upon us, coming up to the summer. Have you got much planned ahead to coincide with that tour that you've just come off of?
We've got some stuff in the pipeline, but everything's kind of sorting itself out at the moment, so we're kind of just seeing where things take us.
Yeah.
We've got like a really busy month coming up of gigging. We've kind of hit in London quite a few times. We're hitting all the sort of London venues like Nambuka, Camden Assembly, Dublin Castle, all in that space of like a month. We've got quite a few support slots coming up. So.
And how do you find you get on up there?
Yeah, we've had some really brilliant gigs in London over the last sort of like 2 months. We've played a few gigs with there's a booker in London called This Feeling. They're kind of, well, they're based everywhere. They're like a nationwide booker who kind of champions sort of young bands and stuff. And they put on these really fantastic nights where they have like multiple bands and they bring big crowds and stuff. And we've done two of those. We did one back in January and it was explosive. It was really fun.
When's your next hometown gig?
Ooh.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Well, our hometown gig is now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get down here.
get your time.
And can go 10 days in the past. I was going to say is when you're down here locally, if any of you local listeners are listening, go and check these boys out, because it is a night. It's anthemic, it's loud, it's proper rock and roll sometimes, and they each play their parts very, very well. So yeah, it's a big up support for the Trusted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Audience meant to cheer then. Yeah. There we go. There we go. I should have been more obvious, shouldn't I? I should have given it a nice to see you, to see you nice. Wicked. So I reckon what we'll do is we'll do one more track. We'll finish on some social media stuff. I want to do, there's so many of you in here, I reckon we should do a crowd and band and me selfie. Yeah. We'll try and figure that out. So next track and then a bit of chat and then we'll finish.
Well, this was the first song we put out on the internet, it was February last year, so it's like the year anniversary of this song. It's called Turbulence.
Turbulence. Yeah, okay, this is The Trusted and this is Turbulence.
Thank you.
Shadow every silhouette. I'm scared of losing, so I disconnect. I need help in beginning to break. Ooh, I want to feel right. Ooh, get me through this turbulent time. So I tremble. Dismantle. I dissolve and I detach. I'm dancing with the demons I dreamt of. I think my consciousness is corrupt. I'm so fragile. Bring me back, 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 back. Ooh, I wanna feel alright. Get me through this turbulent time. Ooh, I wanna feel alright.
Yeah.
Ooh, get me through this turbulent time. Take apart this feeling. Slowly sliding. Body hit the floor, my mind hit the ceiling. Scared of every shadow, every silhouette. Keep repeating myself, no, I can't forget. Slowly sliding. To be able to breathe. Ooh, I wanna feel. Through this turbulent time. Ooh, I wanna feel alright. Ooh, get me through this turbulent time.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to The Trusted, and that was Turbulence.
Thank you. Again.
Great track. So, thank you so much for coming down on this cold day. Apparently, it's going to snow tomorrow. So,
yeah, boo.
Well up for that. Looking forward, all you commuters waiting for the train to London. I'll be in bed. Yeah, thank you so much, guys, for coming down, and thank you for all the music. Just do a little wrap-up with you of your social media-nesses. to your Twitters and your hashtags and hash browns or whatever. So yeah, if you know what they are, if you want to spit them out so people can get in contact with you.
Okay, so yeah, so we're the only band that we know for called The Trusted who are on social media. So if you just go on Facebook and type in The Trusted, you'll find us. Our Instagram name is The Trusted _. Twitter is @TheTrustedBand. And yeah,
so search for The Trusted.
Spotify is The Trusted as well.
So you know, we're called The Trusted. I don't know if you mentioned it enough times, but we're called The Trusted. Oh, yeah. And we've got the website as well,
www.thetrusted.co.uk.
That's it. Sorry. I just have to, because he hasn't mentioned it at all, so I just have to repeat it.
Tom versus The Trusted.
So basically, search for The Trusted and these boys will come up. I think you got a pretty cool logo as well. When I was on Facebook, it's black and white, so it's easy to pick out. It says The Trusted and everything's cool. I like that.
The word is there.
If you look at my logo, very similar. So I can only work in black and white. When I start adding colours, I get a bit crazy. Adding some pink and glitter. So thank you so much to the lovely audience tonight. Make some noise. Bang your feet. Woo. A few shout-outs from me. So we've got some upcoming stuff. So I've got young Megan Rose in the studio next for a recording. I'm in talks with a few local acts for the next live one, so I'll post that up as soon as possible. Going off the beaten track a little bit, currently I'm on tour with a show called Rock for Heroes. Mm-hmm. And if you are listening and you like Theatreland and you want to come and see a great rock show, come along. We support Help for Heroes. I've got a wristband and I'm shaking it at the audience. And every show after the show, we fundraise for Help for Heroes. We did 2 sold-out shows this weekend, and we raised over £2,000 for Help for Heroes. So it's a worthy cause, and it is just a great night out. Like I said earlier, it's a bit of a banger of a night out. So come out and have some fun. So if you head over to totalproductions.co.uk and check out our tour dates, if there's any local to you and you want to come along, come and say hello. And as being part of Total Productions, for every pound we raise, we also match. So, and it's all for a great cause for Help for Heroes. So that's my little bit done. Just a shout out to the venue tonight. Can we make some noise, stamp some feet, break some glasses for the awesome Peggy Sues? Yay! Don't break any glasses, because if you do, that money might not make it to Help for Heroes. I'm going to have to pay for some new glasses. I've just seen the lovely Chris Robson in the audience. Hello, Chris Robson. How are you? It's Chris Robson, local artist here. Woo! We're going to have the band play us out, and the track you're going to play us out with is...
Sunlight.
Have we gone over 6?
Yeah.
It's my fault, I can't count.
Yeah.
Do you want to play us out of a song, or do you want me just to finish the show?
We can play Sunlight.
That'd be a good idea. All right, go on. We'll play Sunlight.
Okay, one thing I do each and every show is say hello and good morning to my friend Tom, who lives in Australia. So I'm going to say good morning, Tom, and you're all going to chorus after me. Good morning, Tom. So good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
And Louis. Is he in...
Dow's brother.
Dow's brother.
That's my brother, yeah.
Is he in Australia?
He's in Australia right now.
Maybe they know each other. Cause it's probably quite a small place.
Yeah, it's like here.
Neighbours.
No big of London.
So shout out to Tom and Louis. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Seacross Heroes Live and Unsigned. I have been Paul Finch. This has been the fantastic Trusted playing us out with some Sunlight.
Thank you.
Wakes us from our dreaming. nights from last night, come on, dawn. As you remember the promises of love, the sun last year. Inside my head, I think I know what this could mean. Our love wakes up as sunlight streams. Scars is a trail of broken bottles led us home. Sunlight don't change a thing. I still love your tender smile and everything that you bring makes it feel worthwhile.
Thank you.